The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bishunny Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1alvin, III. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bishunny Radio app. Oh, also, download the new Bishunny Radio app. You will be able to leave voice comments for specific shows. So I look forward to getting some responses, people. Go to the Apple store or the Android store to download the Bishunny app. Just type in the word Bishunny and you're good to go. So here's what I have for you today. I'm going to talk about the new Roaring Twenties. I'm just going to talk about some of the trends that's going on economically. Not a financial advisor, just a financial observer, so that I can learn the environment best for myself so I can help myself and others. Anyway, Roaring Twenties. We know the Roaring Twenties is the 1920s here in the United States when we had a very significantly strong economy and there was just a lot of money flowing from the top levels to the bottom levels. Roaring Twenties was the pivotal climax before the Great Depression, the 30s, in which was sparked off by a whole bunch of bank runs and dropping of stock prices. It was actually the first major growth of our stock market during the 20s. So there was a lot of money, there was a lot of opportunity, there was a lot of economic activity from the industrialization of the United States. And what I'm thinking is we may be on the verge of another Roaring Twenties. Not all of the factors are exactly the same, but the process is similar. Before the Roaring Twenties, there was also the first major pandemic, go figure, that really slowed down an economy. And of course, you know, government had to figure out ways to get the economy back restarted. And we're here on the verge of that right now. So what's happening? There's kind of a perfect wave of things happening. The first thing is that there was a sizable amount, literally trillions of dollars, pumped into the American economy and globally to financially lubricate the economy so that it wouldn't destabilize too much of the lifestyles and living of people. And these things came out in, of course, small business grants, small business loans, unemployment, things like that. A wash of cash to hit the economic base of the United States, meaning like everyday people, you and I. And when that kind of money hits an environment on that kind of level, which actually that's a fraction. The bigger fraction actually hit the corporate interests, because government corporations have a lot of communication amongst each other. So they got stabilized first and then started sending, trickling just little money down to us, which can also be argued there's probably a disconnected understanding of what it takes for lifestyle stability on that level versus Main Street level, which is an important factor because it's going to lead into something else that I'm going to say later. But anyway, lot of money, lot of currency being thrown around, stabilized environments. And when that kind of money is thrown around or are placed into our economic environment, it literally shifts the psychology of all the people involved. And when you shift the psychology of all the people involved, it shifts the behavioral patterns. You know, people feel either more comfortable, and the situations that they weren't comfortable with or tolerating, they tend to let go. And which leads to the next factor. It's created it has incentivized people from, on certain levels, you know, lower class levels, doing work, because they literally were paid not to work as opposed to work. And of course, because of the health threat that we allegedly just went through, a lot of people would stay at home and took income or received income in various different ways. And now the jobs that used to be operated by these people have so much more opportunity and space, which has now created a situation in which the salaries are being pumped up to compete with the unemployment cost, and slowly the unemployment cost, varying from state to state, is being adjusted in order to create the incentive again. But human psychology does not reverse back that fast. So you still have a very strong strain between human psychology around this money, this situation, and the employer's perception of what the work is worth per their numbers. But wait, there is more. Current president in office has suggested or is pushing for a $6 trillion is 1,000 billions of funding in order to retool our nation for another level of industry and infrastructure. So back in the 20s, we were coming out of more of an agrarian type of society and moving more into an industrialized society, and more going from living in small towns to concentrating into larger cosmopolitan cities, things like that. So that took a lot of raw infrastructure to build those things out, steel, concrete, things like that. And when electricity came online, that also a larger workforce. This one's a little bit different because we are post-industrial now, and we have the information and integration, electronic integration now. Things are not just connected with physical elements now. They are also connected by internet in various different frequencies and waves. And we're getting to that point where we are weaning ourselves off of off of harder resources, and we are now moving into more of an electric age, which is supposed to be more energy efficient, but we don't get that energy efficiency until we take the time to build out the infrastructure. Just a little background on that. So $6 trillion to literally retool America and therefore retool the world. That's a lot of currency that's going to be floating around. And it may start off in the industries, but eventually the industries have to subsidize and pay the people who help build the infrastructure, and that money and financing eventually is supposed to trickle mostly down into goods and services. In other words, everything that's at the top is it's going to eventually circulate to the bottom to come back to the top again, and that's a lot of currency flow going on right there. So, are we truly on the verge of a new roaring 20s? What happens when this $6 trillion comes? What happens when it finally hits the, everyday American life and in different organizations and things like that? It's gonna feel like a golden era. Okay, well, how long can it last is the question. And considering that the nature of our currency is designed to devalue, how long can it be sustainable for a society to put in that kind of work, to for that activity? There's a lot of unknowns, but history does repeat. What's different now is that our currency system is different. We don't literally have to print money anymore in order to get it to everyday people. We literally have to just beam it to people through the various banks and organizations that way. And also there's a competing system, a blockchain system, of which is known to be the backbone of cryptocurrencies and things like that, which was probably designed to make the financial system either more efficient or at least to absorb a lot of the economic energy that the efficiencies of the former system has. So it's going to be a very, very interesting observation. Oh, also things that are going on currently right now, the valuations of a lot of things, everyday use things, gas, food, and housing. Gas, food, and housing are core things that keep us in a rather stable situation are going up. Housing in certain places, not everywhere, because there's migration from certain states into migration to other states, and the economic growth from the houses of those former places is being transferred to places that had more affordable housing, which is shifting the paradigm of the state that people are the states that people are migrating to. So there's a lot of shifting. There's a lot of untapped potential going on right now, and it does seem to be a situation that echoes of the past situation whenever there was a major infrastructure change in society. There's a massive buildup of activity and energy, and then there's a massive release of energy and activity. How that plays out is definitely going to be something to think about. Me personally, I think the economic activity is going to play out in a very massive way we've never seen, and some people are going to be well positioned to benefit from it through either a business or a professional skill that is could just about be commoditized because it's so needed, or certain investments or holdings onto tangible, usable items, and also better forms or more efficient forms of currency that hold or can absorb value better and faster. I'm thinking that's going to be a sizable part of the blockchain infrastructure. Things like that. For the people who do not have any one of those four core things, it's going to be a scenario of a lot of money coming in and a lot of money coming out. Best case scenario, breaking even. Worst case scenario is literally financially getting further and further behind because the valuation of these other four asset classes are going to absorb energy faster, and they're going to reflect in higher prices that will keep anyone who's receiving only benefits from the government a little behind. And also those who are in jobs or in professions that are easily replaceable. Unfortunately, it's going to be very, very interesting. But this is what I had to share with you all today. Definitely would like your thoughts on it. And again, this has been another episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.